The bill includes Governor McDonnell's amendments to require a trans-abdominal ultrasound to measure gestation. If a different type of ultrasound is indicated, the patient must be offered the procedure but may refuse it. Senator Janet Howell was opposed and said the ultrasounds are unnecessary. She offered amendments to exempt some women.
This is the first of two amendments that will limit who will be subjected to the ultrasound with or without their consent. And what this does is says that if the woman is the victim of a rape or incest, if the incident was reported to law enforcement authorities, she would not have to undergo the ultrasound.
Senator Tommy Normant urged its passage.
I would ask that the body support this amendment on a bipartisan basis, as it was a bipartisan amendment that was drafted.
The Senate defeated other proposals for exemptions when there's a fetal genetic abnormality and to require insurance companies or the state to pay for the ultrasounds. The bill now goes back to the House, which can accept or reject the revisions. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.